Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets. And we literally in the streets. Independence Day, let's go.
Okay. Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering up. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther, don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me,
what
nigga,
I think.
Real me, nigga. Holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talk.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show. What is because of hip hop? Man, it's 4th of July. This. Oh, man, you know, it's a special day, man. I'm guys, man, with my daughter. Like I said, you know, when we in the streets, we really in the streets. You know what I mean? I'm your boy, L Boogie. And before I introduce my co-host and super producer, D-Ro, hey, yo, Roy, I just got to let you know, man, I got your niece, man. She in the street with me, doing the show. She ride, man. Got her buddy with her, man, Mimi. We, hey, world. We on 55th, man. We rolling in Cleveland, Ohio, man. Before we get started with the show, just got to let you know that we rolling. So what's up with you, bro, before I get all, you know what I mean, energetic and get fucking on this Friday. You know what I mean? Holla at your boy, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's Friday, dog. Happy 4th of July, man. Let's get hyped, dog. Going to see some fireworks. I know you got my niece rolling with you, man. I hope y'all get to watch them fireworks pop off in a couple of minutes, you know what I'm saying? And enjoy yourself, you know. I hope everybody be safe. Yeah, man, we had to do it, man. 4th of July, man. Let's get it in, man, because a lot of things happened, dog. Brazil!
The show must go on. That's what they said in the ad. It must go on. So, you know, we got the World Cup. We got free agency. We got so much of that, man. It's like a soap opera. Everybody's worried about where LeBron's going. Let's talk about where all the other players are going. You know what I mean? How they're trying to stack their team and, you know, with guys not signing with the Heat, is this the reign of, you know, the fall of a dynasty? You know, so, oh, yeah, Ro, we're on our way in 55th. This is down the way where my man, you know what I'm saying, Keith Griff was. You know, man, bless the love of heaven, know you. You know what I'm saying? We just passed Lonnie Burton. We just passed East Tech. I just want to get the streets, you know what I'm saying, a little comprehension of where we are. But it's like Cabrini Green up in Chicago. We on 55th passing the projects and put it in layman's turn. You know what I mean? But go ahead, bro. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, man, that's how you get down, man. You got to let the world know where you're at, man, so they can find you and get on the show. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, don't mind me none. You got to get it in where we can get it in, man. You know what I mean? Man, I'm telling you, man, in basketball, man, we got so much to talk about. So many players going, so, you know, some places, some guys are sticking around. But is this the end of a dynasty? You think I didn't hear you ask that? I don't know, L Boogie. With all three of them opting out, it could be. They out there, you know, with that good bait out in the water, trying to see what they can get. 14's and I already met with LeBron's agent, so I don't know, you know, what that's all about. Carmelo got the Knicks coming from the East Coast to the West Coast to offer him the max. You know what I mean? I don't know how that's going to happen, but, you know, I kind of had a feeling, you know, Phil was going to take time to go back to L.A. so he can shack up with his wife, you know what I'm saying, old Jeannie Buss. So, you know, what a way to, you know, get back to the relationship by, you know, going from New York to L.A. to, you know, talk business while you're also enjoying your pleasure, you know what I mean? So Phil Jackson's smart, man. That dude is on point. I know we're going to get to L Boogie. I can't wait to the middle of the show. I got stuff, man. We got another Cuban that's defecting. He's supposed to be another Yasir Puig. Can you believe it? Why are these dudes defecting? I don't get this, L Boogie, but I know we're going to get into that. USA let me down. I can't believe it, L Boogie. We had a chance to win, and they ain't even used the main man on the team. Oh, Josie. They should have used Josie. They don't, I tell you. I know we're going to get to that, too. But what's up to the world? I want to say what's up to everybody checking us out on the web, all the way from Houston down to Florida, all the way up to the Midwest, all the way back to the West, man. Yo, G-Wells, I see you, baby. Talk to the big homie, Mr. Millicent Trey K, yesterday, man. You know, it was a good deal talking to that brother, man. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to get to all that. But, hell, Boogie, how you doing out there, man? I hope everything cool, man. You going to watch the fireworks this evening?
I don't know, Ro. It depends on, you know, my leg. Don't forget that I'm injured. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hurt. I'm injured. So it's a big difference. You know, we always talked about that. If you're hurt, you can go. I can boogie. You know what I mean? But being injured, I don't know, man. The adrenaline and pumping from, you know, my daughter coming home from grad school and me getting with her, that might get me out here. I might just mess around and shake a leg. It is, you know what I'm saying? If they say hop on your good foot, man, I'm going to hop on my good hands, baby. I got the good foot, man. They all go, bro. So, speaking of legs, man, we're talking about the World Cup. France got eliminated by Germany today, 1-0. Great match. And then you had, you know, Brazil and who did Brazil play? Argentina, am I correct?
No, they played Colombia.
Yeah, they played Colombia. Let me ask you this. You don't think cartels had money on the games today? You heard the two?
On the line.
Man, I heard the two, you hear the two countries, Colombia, Brazil. How much cocaine comes through those two countries, man? How much yayo? We ain't going to talk about soccer.
say. You already know, man, that the football sport in the other country, man, is where it's at, El Boogie. And we know that these guys bet a lot of money, a lot of other things, you know. You know what I mean? And you saw how hard Colombia was playing today. If you watched the World Cup earlier this afternoon, you saw how hard Colombia was playing. You can't tell me that the Mafia didn't meet up with them in that locker room before the game started and told them boys how much was on the line, because they were, boy, they didn't care that the team they were playing was Brazil. It was people getting hurt today. I saw a guy get taken out on the stretcher, El Boogie. Ha! Even though them Colombians could pull through, they made sure somebody went home hurt.
Listen to this, Ro. What's so dirty about the whole thing is that we cannot repeat what's at stake. Some people's lives are on the line when it comes to this soccer over there, or down there in South America. So it's very, very uncomfortable for some. You know, when you're in America, imagine LeBron James and they playing and he just sits there and says, well, if we lose, it's cool. Everybody just go back, you know, doing their regular jobs, this and that. You say that over there in Colombia. You say that over there. You get, boy, listen, you be on worldwide TV, get your hair X'd off. They playing
Man.
For $1 billion.
Yeah, so, that's what those guys do, El Boogie, like you say. They going to come with it. And that was a great game, man. You know what I mean? Brazil started off early, getting a goal in the 7th minute. And from there, it was just a battle. Went up 2-0 just for Colombia to fight back, but in a losing effort. But, you know, hey, man, the World Cup is crazy, just like Germany. They scored early. And they were able to hold on to get the win earlier today as well. So, you know, the French did as much as they could, but them Germans, El Boogie, I tell you, they look like them Russians that was on them rocket movies. You just, man, they know what to do. They just mentally fit to do this thing, man. And I can't wait till Tuesday. Man, you going to have Brazil versus Germany? I can't wait to see that one. I know the other game's going full tomorrow, man, but woo. Yeah, next week going to be a doozy, El Boogie, in that World Cup, boy.
Oh, man, it's so dirty. And, you know, the guy who's going to maybe get the golden boot, when he goes back to Colombia, they're going to treat him like the guy for the next 4 years. So, you know, he's going to get offers some money. And a lot of these guys that played in this European tournament, played in this World Cup, they will start to get money. It was like a tryout for playing over in Europe. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen from here on out. Another thing, we still the team that I picked, Brazil, advanced to the Final Four. We're still alive. We're still alive, man. And I just got to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Brazil. Because they keep making me look good, man. You know, they keep making me look good. So I want to give a shout-out to Brazil or whatnot. Let me ask you this question, Ro, before we go to the break. We're talking about Carlos Boozer. Do you think they're going to amnesty Carlos and move on and try to get some better draft choice? Because let's not forget, it's not guaranteed Melo is going to Chicago.
To be honest with you, El Boogie, I don't even think that matters. They going to amnesty Carlos Boozer regardless. So it doesn't matter if they get Carmelo. They going to amnesty him so that they can create some space. Boozer's getting old, man, older, man, and he needs to repay the league for how he did the league when he left Utah when you know in the midwinter storm and went elsewhere. So you know his time has come. He ain't worth all that money like he used to be, and I know he knows that Chicago is going to amnesty him so that they can get some good players. Whether he likes it or not, you know, he can throw a fit. They can put him on the trading block. They can get something for him. But, yeah, man, it's old, man. Whether Carmelo comes to Chicago or not, it don't matter, El Boogie. They going to have his feet, Boozer. He know he needs to be boozed. No more for you. You've been eating good off the league for too long now.
Has he been eating off the lead too long? It's just a miracle. He's really lived up to the word pimping. Because he really pimped the league. I tell you that. He pimped the league so tough. I mean, he still is going to eat, regardless. I just ran into the green-eyed bandit too, Raw, just to let the world know, man. I'm just maneuvering through the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm on 79 for Euclid. And about to be jumping in Amesbury, and it's, if the world knows, even the president knew about Waterworld. Oh!
The president!
But it's very interesting to see what Chicago does if they don't get Carmelo. What direction will they be going? We know that they're a good defensive team, but for them to win, they got to have a superstar. Now, let me ask you this before we go to commercial, as we're speaking on Chicago. Are you concerned, or Derrick Rose been involved in the pitch to get Carmelo Anthony? He said he wasn't involved. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying? So,
man, El Boogie, I don't understand how you don't use Derrick Rose as one of your pitches. He's the only guy you got on the team that you need to be, you know, have heavy conversations with a guy who's coming in being recruited. I mean, yeah, Chicago, yeah, you already know that he's a man, but it would have been a plus to use your guy. Man, Carmelo probably already know. I'm not saying that, you know, him and D-Rose haven't had a chance to speak, you know, on the phone outside of everything else, but come on, man. That should have been the number one thing you did for the Chicago Bulls if you're trying to recruit Carmelo Anthony. You should have had D-Rose up in there. But I don't know, El Boogie. I guess it's just the way that things are going nowadays, because I heard that when Kevin Love was in Boston, Rajon Rondo didn't even pitch to him about Boston. So I guess these guards nowadays ain't really playing a big part on pitching to the guys who's out there, whose names are just being filtered out there, man. I don't get it, El Boogie. But if Chicago didn't use Derrick Rose, who in the hell do you use as a bitch to make this dude want to come to your city? I don't understand, El Boogie. What's your thoughts on it, El?
Like I always say, man, you a guard, I'm a guard. We're the maestro of the situation.
I'll tell you.
But forget it now. Hey, man, we maneuvered through the city so much, man. It's unreal. It's crazy out here. It's frenzy. It's Frenzy Friday, baby. But listen to this. If I was, you know, one of those guys that was getting lured in from, you don't go on it because it could be fake or phony. That's why you don't go. That's why I commend Derrick Rose. Man, why should I, you know, do that?
Go out without.
Why should I do that when I don't want them to say that I'm phony? Because when we get into camp, he might not even be my travel friend. So why should I, you know, be a pitch partner to try to bring these guys in? I hope he comes. You know what I mean? I hope he, you know, come for the team. But I'm gonna let management handle that. I'm doing other things. I'm jugging, as the young people would say. So, what do you think, bro?
Yeah, man. Like I say, I don't know, man. I don't know how you don't use D-Rose, but If you didn't, that's your loss. If he goes elsewhere, I'm blaming on his, on the pitch, man.
What's the deal, baby? Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Let's do it. 4th of July edition. Let's go.
And it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to the beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Check 9-1 chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 sacks deep at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Jamie stepping on the nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the D gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas' dreams coming to fruition. Stumble, but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We used to listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, millions on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for we've knew. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking the places you can't go with your Badium. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whipped the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy.
Oh, you
back to the street
talking.
I ain't no
old. Used to shop at TJ Maxx, baby. We just passing IT Tilt's house. You know what I'm saying? We just passing the hood. They doing fireworks. And listen to this. You know when you're in the hood, they use the fireworks to shoot somebody, too. So we got to have the bulletproof vest on, man. You know what I'm saying? When you rolling around. Because, you know, you're going to read something in the paper, talk about somebody that got knocked. And listen to this, bro. True story. I was on this block called Somerset off 105. While they was doing the fireworks, some young men came up and shot a guy in the back of his head, and he fell. Nobody knew what happened because of the fireworks. And it was a true story, bro. So, guys, in my neighborhood, they look forward to the 4th of July. This one you get got. You better have on your bulletproof and on your peripheral vision, baby. Or you might get robbed. Taking your, somebody taking your knapsack, baby. For real.
Bro, give us a street sweep, man, on what's going on in free agency. What's going on?
Oh, man, right now, you know, it's been a lot of, since July 1, we've been talking about where people were going to be going. We knew it was going to be a lot of hot topics and a lot of moves being made in this here game. And so far, man, we got a number of guys who have been, you know, signing deals quickly and getting it over with. Some decided to stay, some decided to move on, and it's still, man, we're just in the middle. This is July 4th. We still got to go through the test. So for those who didn't already sign right now, big ups to you. We about to put you out there in the street. Hey, Indiana Pacers, don't bust your head wide open and let the best thing happen to you, leave your team. L Boogie, I heard they wasn't trying to get Lance Stevenson. They tried to hit it with some puppy love. You know what I'm saying? Like this guy, you know, wasn't the guy that was the glue to hold the team together this year, man. And, you know, he kind of pissed off. But we're going to see where Lance Stevenson end up going. But right now, he's up in arms. He don't know exactly where he going to go just yet. Yo, Brooklyn Nets got their coach, man, after letting Jason Kidd go to Milwaukee. The Brooklyn Nets have decided to go ahead and get a job to Lionel Hollins. You know, his last job was out there in Memphis a couple of years ago, did big things in Memphis, and then they fired him. So now he's going from Memphis over to, you know, the Brooklyn Nets. And big ups to you, Brooklyn. At least you like colored coaches. I like that. Even though Jason Kidd didn't look like he was colored. He black. Don't get it twisted. And, you know, for the players, good old Dirt. I heard last week that there was controversy, was trying to start some controversy, saying my dude was going to leave. He ain't going nowhere. He going to be a Maverick for life. Him and Mark Cuban love each other. 3 years, $30 million, Dirk to stay in Dallas. Your boy Kyrie say he ain't going nowhere neither. Signed the max out there in Cleveland, 5 years, $90 million. Now, that's what I'm talking about. The Golden State Warriors said, man, we're going to get our guard play heavy. They done went and stole Sean Livingston from the Brooklyn Nets. They done signed that young fella, you know, which is a good move for the Golden State Warriors, you know, because they got them guards. They got them young guards over there. They might need some help with that. They done got it. Spencer Hall decided to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't know if that's good. He played with Cleveland and the Philadelphia 76ers last year. And, you know, Spencer Hall, his name was out there. He didn't do too bad, but he didn't do too great neither. But, you know, for a big guy to be on the move, I hope he can find a home real soon. You know what I mean? Your boy, Steph Alosha, he didn't do nothing against Houston when he played for the Portland Trail Blazers in that series, man. I think they still looking for him on the MIA status, but some way, somehow, they found him. His name just surfaced up. He just signed a 3-year deal with the Atlanta Hawks, man, 3-year, $12 million. So at least he'll still be making his cash flow, but he's taking his talents to Atlanta. Your boy Darren Collison, that played for the Clippers, man, I don't know how this dude finds jobs, but he love that West Coast because he going to stick to it. He just signed a 3-year deal with the Sacramento Kings, man. You know, so that 3-year deal is worth $16 million. And your other boy out in Toronto, Kyle Lowry, everybody thought that he was going to take his talents elsewhere. But, nope, he decided to stay in Toronto, which is a big thing. So, in order for him to stay in Toronto, they had to give up $48 million for 4 years. So, you know, big ups to Kyle Lowry for wanting to be one of those teams to knock off the top dog in the East. Toronto did pretty good last year. If they can add some more pieces, they just might be able to keep it going together. Indiana signed C.J. Miles. From Cleveland, C.J. Miles, the left-handed guy, pretty good. He done decided that Indiana is the place to be. Indiana say, we'll give you $18 million over four. He said, I'm jumping ship. I'm out of there. And your boy, Chris Kaman, this dude, I don't know how he get a job neither. Played for Dallas a couple years ago. Last year was it with the Clips. Now he going to Portland. Love that West Coast, man. You know, 2 years, 9.8, little over, just close to $10 million. I'm pretty sure with some incentives, they'll jump up to $10 million. But he's going to Portland to help out that dude they call LaMarcus Aldridge. And, you know, we'll see what he can do with Damon Lillard as well. And then last but not least, Man, I ain't heard this name in a minute. Good old Ben Gordon decided to leave Detroit, and he going to Orlando, man, and, you know, hopefully he can help Orlando over there. Orlando was one of those teams who did good in the draft, so we'll see if they can put it all together. They got Ben Gordon on a two-year deal as well, worth about $9 million. So, you know, for right now, those are all the names that are, you know, on the move. I'm pretty sure there are going to be more names by the time Monday comes and even next Friday. So, you know, we're going to definitely make sure we get it in on that and give everybody the news that they need. But that's the street sweep for the 4th of July, man. Happy Independence Day to everybody out there, man. We need to celebrate. Go watch some fireworks and eat some ribs or something. And watch Independence Day on cable, because I know they showing it about 75 times a day. You better watch some Independence Day.
That's the street sweep from the streets, baby. You know what I mean? Once again, like we said before, network1.com, you know, 87.9 down there in Covington, Georgia. Shout out to AJ and Fast Eddie. And, man, it's fireworks going on everywhere, man. We're in the streets, man. Like we say, we true to what we do, you know. So just want to say what's up. And shouts out to everybody who, you know, this is the day of celebration of independence. And, you know, we was freed and everything. So a little history. But I just want to say, you know, congratulations to us as being, you know what I'm saying, free from some of that. But, Lane, getting back to what you were talking, can you hear me rolling the street?
Oh, man, keep going on. We hear you. We know you're in the street. We can hear the pow-pow in and everything else, but we can hear you.
Well, my thing is that, Lance, that five-year, $44 million, you need to take it. You did great, and I know you want more money because a lot of people got a lot of salary cap money, and they're going to jump out the tree because they have money to spend. But you did great. But just 5 years, $44 million, I just don't think you're ready for that. And remember, Ro, past history, you give guys from New York a lot of money, they don't fare well. New York and Jersey, they don't fare well. Kenny Anderson, J.R. Smith, Raymond Felton. You want me to go on? These guys
don't
fare well. You give them
on
a lot of money. Lamar Odom, you give these guys money, they might go crazy, man. I just hope it doesn't happen with Kyrie. He just signed 5 years, $90 million. I'm jugging a little bit, but I just hope he doesn't take him out of his realm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for Kyrie because now Kyrie has let us all know that he's there to do the thing. And if you can get some other good players to fit around Kyrie, you just might be all right. Now that Andrew Wiggins is in the house, you get him signed, and hopefully that Deion Waiters and these guys can coexist. And if they can get it together, man, they just might be able to do something. You know, okay, you only got to win 35, 38 games in the East to make it to the playoffs. So Cleveland wasn't too far off this year, but, you know, we'll definitely see. If they can definitely keep the locker room at a cool temp, I believe they'll be all right to try to make something happen over there. But until, you know, you really figure out who you got in place, then we'll see what happens. But big up to Kyrie for staying home. I really thought that he was going to go somewhere else. But for him to stay home and sign the max lets us know that he's another guy that's trying to stay put to be one of those teams to knock off the beast of the East.
Well, let's not just say that. Let's say that he signed 5 year, $90 million, because Cleveland was the only team that offered him the most money. We just can't put it on all he wants to win. He's young. If they can offer me the most money, I'm just looking at it on the other side. Yes, it looks like he wants to stay as far as the long haul or whatnot with the 5 year deal. But let's not get it twisted. He's getting $90 million. Now let's see if you're going to be a ball player. Let's see if you're going to be. You got your money now. Isn't that what you played for? The first contract. Now you got your money. Now let's see you play.
Let's see you make other people better. Lance Stephenson, let's see. You play for your contract. You're coming up on your fourth year. Now picture this. I just got a kite from Zeke. He said a lot of teams might not even offer him that much, and then when it's time to come back around to Indiana, they might drop the offer. They might lower the deal.
Where you going to have to fit in? Where you get in?
Man, and listen to this. You weren't making barely over $1 million on your first contract. 5-year, $44 million. That's close to $9 million a year. You're not happy, and you're on a team that could base that has a chance to be a contender to win it. So I don't know what's your process thinking. You're not worth $10 million because you're a head case.
You're blowing in people's ears.
14. Yeah, you can't get paid more than their big three, Hibbert, West, and Paul George. You can't get paid more than them. Let's just face it. You're not that stable. So we love your game. We love you, but I don't think you're worth that much money.
Me neither. But don't get rid of the best piece of the puzzle that you have just because. You know, I understand Indiana, but at the same time, Indiana, you need to understand what Lance brought to your team. Yeah, he was somewhat of a billboard material with LeBron in the Miami Heat. Of course, you can't do no super blowing, no superstar face and grab his chin, and you can't do all that. A guy will give you 50 when you trying to do all that. So if Lance can keep it up under wraps, I mean, the dude only led the league with 5 triple-doubles with a team that was supposed to be the team to knock off Miami this year. I'm just saying, L Boogie. If he gets it together, man, they should pay the guy what he's worth, man, because he really the best guy on that team. He the one with not so much the head case. At least he can stand strong and try to back his up, being the New Yorker that he is. Them other suckers on the team just a, man, I don't know. I ain't going to call them no suckers, but I'm just saying. They don't have heart. they the tin men. They need to go to the odds and get some heart. Or go to be like a lion, go see the odds and get a backbone. It's definitely gonna be crazy to see what happens, and you know. Good old Lance. I ain't worried about Lance anyway. You stay in the East, Lance. Do what you do. Keep it in the East. We don't need you out here West. You're going to get beat down in the West. We don't play that. You can do all that with LeBron and D-Wade, man. They ain't got nobody who won't scrap with you. You can't do that in the West. We'll punch your lights out. Don't care where you from. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, we can't wait. We got to take a quick commercial, man. When we come back, we definitely going to talk about the USA. Man, Tim Howard. Man, 16 saves in one game. You're the man, Tim Howard. I love you. Too bad we had to take it on the chin. And, oh, man, did you hear about our female USA goalie, Hope Solo? Come home drunk, beat up her sister, knock out a little nephew, got taken to jail. Damn, Hope Solo.
There's no hope for Hope Solo. She was a loose cannon. She got a lot of popularity. She didn't know how to handle it. And, you know, she just went overboard. I feel sorry for Hope, and hopefully there's hope for her, and she gets her life together. And, we're a country of second chances. So hopefully we'll get her back, man. Hopefully we'll get her back. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you in a little bit more in depth about this LeBron James situation. There's been speculation that the Los Angeles Lakers are going to fly to Cleveland to meet with Rich Paul and see where this stands. So I want to know, street questions of the night, the timetable. What's the timetable of LeBron James making his decision? You let us know. 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, it's popping off on the fourth, baby. Let's go.
We can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round and get down out of the door. Couple more shots, you open up like a book. I ain't tripping.
Cause I'm a read
up. Shout it, I ain't tripping.
I just wanna please up.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah, ah. Now she got a hand on my lips. Got my feet all wet in my ride. Me dead in the eye, eye. Then my pants got bigger. She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend like, fuck that nigga.
Blame it on the juice.
Got your feeling loose.
Blame it on the drone.
Got your feeling loose.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Blame it on the
alcohol.
Blame it on the vodka.
Blame it on the Henny.
Blame it on the blue cap.
Got your feeling dizzy.
Blame it on the
back in the streets, man. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, from a street perspective. That was for Hope Solo. She gonna blame it on the alcohol.
Oh.
And tonight when people get put in jail and they wake up on Saturday and they go in front of the judge, they gonna blame it on the alcohol. One more last NBA thing, bro. My street question of the night, I'm presenting it to you. When do you think LeBron James is going to make his, quote-unquote, second decision?
At the end, July 10th, like he always
day,
does.
You think he's going to be near the end of the month after everybody signs? Or when do you think he's going to make his decision?
It's going to be at the end, you know, like dramatic fashion that he is, Captain Dramatic, you know. It's just that he gonna wait and make the world wait and watch to see what he does as if it's the big news in the world. It's not big news where you go, LeBron, to be honest with you. Pigs will be happy to have you, but that don't matter, man. But LeBron is gonna wait till the last minute. You know what it is, L Boogie. He likes to try to keep it quiet, but yet he wants to do it in the biggest light. You know what I mean? So I don't understand how that works out. He wants it to be quiet, but yet he wants it on the biggest stage. Now, I don't understand that. You know what I mean? So he going to wait till the 10th or maybe the 9th at about, you know, give us about 4 hours before the deadline, 3 hours before the deadline. Let us know where he's going. If he's smart, he'll take his ass back to the Miami Heat. You know what I mean? Go ahead and try to do it to where somebody can just take it out your hand. You still the beast of the East. Just because you didn't win, and that's the NBA title, don't mean you're not good in the East. You're still the best in the East. Nobody's beating you at that yet. And then go back and take it from San Antonio. If you feel like you can do that, you know, why don't you do that? Quit playing the league and doing what you're doing, man. Quit pimping the league, LeBron. But you know, L Boogie, it's going to be on the last day. It ain't nothing new, man. We all know he was going to wait till the last day.
Yeah, I'm thinking after the 10th, maybe the 12th to the 15th, after everybody signs their deal and, you know, like how he does, he wants to be on, you know, on the big stage. So I'm looking at Bronny to, you know, give what he's going to give during that time. And he needs to stay in the East. I know that for sure. His chances are better. Him going to the West is too loaded. Like my man Al Pacino said in Carlito's Way,
Okay. I'm reloaded.
Hey, you know.
You think you big time? Here comes the pay. So, yeah, his chance is better over there. And somebody, you know, we were just hypothetically speaking, what if he just teamed up, him and Carmelo Anthony, teamed up with your boy Jelly Bean Bryant for 2 years? Just look at just all the scenarios that's going on. And we know that L.A. has some cap space, so you never know. We didn't think that, you know, Shaq was going to bolt from Orlando when he was playing over to the Lakers. So, hey, remember this. Just for the money, L.A. has to be good. Boston, they're going to get better. They have to be, just for the makeup of the league. It's just for the landscape. Let's be honest. So, well, yeah, man, let's talk about a little bit of NFL, what we got going on, bro. Talk to me. Woo, what's going on, boy? The fireworks is crazy in the hood, babe.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, man. You know?
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, but in this NFL, man, we got some guys that have been suspended already before the season has even started, man. We got some guys who don't believe that that by violating this substance abuse that the NFL has put in place, they not gonna get what's coming to them. Well, L Boogie, I'm here to let you know that dude is not playing, man. Look at here. We got another guy. Your wide receiver, man, for the Indianapolis Colts. I can't believe it, man. Oh, this one is really crazy. LeVon Brazil, the wide receiver, number 15. Man, the dude was getting better, you know, with Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is finding this guy on third down situations. But for some reason, I'm going to say this again. For some reason, this dude is just trying to play the league. And so the NFL had caught him again, and for this time for catching him for abusing the league, substance abuse, he gonna be suspended at least the whole year, L Boogie, as a minimum. They just said as a minimum, we gonna suspend you at least 4 years.
As a minimum.
We don't even know what we gonna give you yet, but you won't play this season, I can tell you that. So, you know, Brazil. Come on, man. You working your way through the NFL. You getting up there, getting the ball from Andrew Luck, and now look at you. You can't even step into a locker room nowadays. On the other hand, L Boogie, the other guy that I'm about to talk about, man, we know this kid. We actually saw this kid grow up, you know, in high school, go through his, you know, his little years out here in Arizona, man. But got suspended. You got caught, L Boogie. Made it through high school and college without getting caught, got to the league, and then you get busted. Well, defensive end for the Miami Dolphins, the number 3 pick out of Oregon last year, Deion Jordan, got busted. They caught him on the league, substance abuse, man. And luckily, this is his first time, man, so he only going to get suspended for 4 games. And hopefully this will be a lesson learned, and he'll be able to put it in his past and move forward from this. But come on, D. Get it right, baby. You better than that. Oh, man, you don't need no – come on, man. You don't need the rub, dog. You don't need the antler spray, big homie. You already got game. Come on, Dion. Get it right, baby. And then in other NFL news, you know your boy Jimmy Graham, he tried to take his case to the arbitrator talking about, man, I'm a wide receiver. Even though I'm a tight end, I need to be franchised as a wide receiver so I can make $5 million more than what the tight ends make as a franchise. Well, the arbitrator said, man, look at here. You a tight end. Don't be getting it. Don't be tripping because you play wide receiver. It just so happens that your coach put you that's just the plays where you got to line up. But you a tight end, homie. It don't say in the playbook wide receiver. It says tight end, number 80, Jimmy Graham. So, Jimmy, instead of making 12, you're going to be making 7 on the franchise tag for the New Orleans Saints. Yep, you should have just left when you had the chance instead of re-signing. Yep, what's wrong with you, thinking you the man, and now you a tight end. So take that, Jimmy Graham. Good job, arbitrator. Way to make it work.
Man, it's so remarkable that the kid got caught in, you know, just listening to the streets and the grumbles that, who knows if this wasn't his first time.
You know, sometimes they give a guy a chance, and then when he does it again, then they suspend you for those four games. So who knows if he wasn't doing it again. And, you know, him leaving early, you know, you with the big boys now. You got to beef up. And sometimes, I guess, when you get into those wars and you say, wow, I thought I could compete with these guys because it looked it easy on TV. It was easy in college. But when you get to that, to the league, that stage, you have to be ready. And these guys getting, you know, with these PEDs and, you know, substance abuse, you know, situations, I don't know what you're thinking. You know, the NFL, you know, the G from, you know, I call Roger Goodell, you know, he's an OG. And the G stands for gangster. You know, the G stands for good riddance, because he'll ride you off. He'll make you get out of here. So, yeah, man, he'll make sure you get what you got coming to you. Ray Rice, don't think it's over. They say you look all good in camp. Yeah, it's cool. But you're going to spend the first 3-4 games, too, in a suit, in a jogging suit, that is. You will not be playing week one. Believe that. You heard it here first. Ray Rice will be cooking rice for his teammates the first couple games of the season. So,
hey,
yeah, he really going to be Rice and Roney, a San Francisco treat. So he's going to be on that sideline for him knocking out his wife now. Well, she was his fiance at B-more, so, yeah, the streets is talking.
Yeah,
so,
and
Jimmy Graham, I'm glad that the arbitrator did rule in the Saints' favor, because that would have opened the floodgate for defensive ends and linebackers saying that they, you know, get sacks and they drop back in coverage and get interceptions. So I'm glad that the arbitrator kept it gangster and, you know, so guys wouldn't open the floodgates and try to keep arbitrating. So I'm happy for that.
Yeah, buddy.
Listen to this, Rob.
The Baltimore Ravens and the Dallas Cowboys have made a trade to get linebacker Rolando McClain, who actually retired this season. He had to come out of retirement in order for the Cowboys to even, you know, get a shot at him. So the Cowboys will get Rolando McClain because we need somebody in the middle, old boy. We lost our Sean Lee, best player on the defense, so we had to replace him with something. And, you know, Rolando McClain hasn't been doing too much in this year's league, and hopefully he can turn his morale and the way that he plays around like he did in college down there at Alabama and get it in. And, you know, I thought, L Boogie, that the Cowboys were the only stupid team in the league to go full speed with their starters in the summer. And I was wrong, because the Buffalo Bills have done the same thing. They start linebacker Kiko Alonso, man, tore ACL, out for the season. The best linebacker that they had, man, he going to miss the whole season. And I thought the Cowboys were the only dumb ones that was going to lose out on defense by having the best guy go down and, you know, your season is over before it even starts. Well, look like the Buffalo Bills are right there with them. So I'm excited to see that, man, because I didn't want my team to be the only team to be in the news like that. But Buffalo, welcome to the bandwagon, baby. I don't mean to be rude, but, hey, somebody has to jump on with them.
Yeah, the sniper getting some of these guys. He came through Cleveland and ran up into Buffalo. He shot me and then went up to Buffalo and got Kiko, huh?
Yeah, got old Kiko, throwing ACL.
Wow, I know that hurts, man. I know that hurts. So, man, that's ill. That is ill. Same thing with good old C.C. Sabathia. You know, for my New York Yankees, the prognosis after, you know, the rehab and, you know, the surgery, he still won't be able to play this year. Oh, this could have been our year with the AL East being mediocre right now. We can sneak out of there.
Oh man, hey, don't worry about it. You got that boy Tanaka. Y'all all right? Tanaka setting rookie records around here, man. Y'all need CC. CC needs to lose the weight. You need to push. You need to, hey, the knees ain't working, man. You got that weight. That stomach is holding. Put too much pressure on them knees. 6'8". Come on, 6'8". Get it right.
Yeah, it's looking real, real suspect, bro. Real suspect. But one thing that I can say, we going to be in the thick of things. We ain't no choice. We got to. Because we the Yankees. And you know when you a Yankee, I want winners. We got to win, baby. We got to. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to after the All-Star break for teams to start making a, you know, some headway. So, you know, big shout-out. Man, I got to give a big shout-out to the AL West, man. The AL West, they doing their thing. Three teams can out of five can make it to the playoffs, that being Anaheim, Oakland, Anaheim, and Seattle. So, man, it's going down.
Nobody don't want to talk about the AL West. I'm tired of hearing about the Oakland A's. Them bad, bad looks. Nobody want to talk about them, man. They just, I don't know how they be winning, man. They like the Chicago Bulls to me. You don't know who on their team, but they just find a way to win. How do they do it?
They just find a way. They got that good old pitching, man. I told you, Oakland always finds pitching, and then once they get good, what they do? They leave. They leave for them because you know what they do in Atlanta. You know what they do in Oakland? They smell the money.
And get it in.
Man, you know they smell the money, bro. They smell it up there in Oakland, man. They smell it in Oakland. And you know what? You know what's crazy? They saying guys look good here, guys look good there, as far as, you know, but guys don't have on helmets. You know, guys
right.
don't have on shoulder pads. Everybody looks good with grays on, as I would call them. Everybody looks beautiful. But when it's time to hit, as we would say in the streets, when it's time to put that equipment on and do some nut cracking, we going to see if you can take it, because you got to be real special to get in that, to play that sport. You got to be real special, man. You got to be really hard in the streets, man.
Well, you do. Yes, you do. We'll see. We'll definitely see.
So, let me ask you. So, going switching gears, today we're down to, you know what I'm saying, four teams. You had Colombia and Brazil playing, with Brazil winning 2-1. You had Germany and France playing, and Germany winning 1-0. Is Germany and Brazil still your two favorite to play for the Cup?
Well, I had picked Argentina on one side, so I got Brazil. I think Brazil can do it because they're at home. You know, there's just something about fans, man. When you're playing in front of all your home fans and your home crowd, it's easy to get it going and get motivated. So I think that's what got Brazil over the hump today against Colombia, because it looked like at times Colombia was going to find a way to get it tied or even take the lead. So big ups to Brazil for, you know, working off the home team and working off the home crowd. And, you know, it's going to have to work against Germany. Because those Germans, man, I'm telling you, it's like they programmed to go out and get it done. And this is what everybody thought the World Cup final was going to be. But unfortunately, they are on the same side of the bracket. And so they're just going to have to meet up as the semifinal to make it to the final. Whichever team from this side of the bracket that wins, I believe they'll go ahead and will win the whole World Cup. So no disrespect to Argentina and those other guys that are getting ready to play Costa Rica, you know, but it's just going to be, you know, one of those guys' time. And I really want to see Brazil against Argentina. That's what I want to see. Neymar against Messi. That's what I hope the World Cup final to be, but you know, I've been wrong. I picked the USA to do it, and, you know, to do it on Tuesday, but I was let down. Just don't understand why you didn't play Chelsea. He was available, you know, your man, you was a sucker, coach. You need to be fired just off of that because you didn't play the guy. I don't understand, L Boogie. That was a buzz, yeah, boy, I tell you.
Hold on, Ro. Hold on, Ro. To his defense, Josie said on, you know, I heard it through the, you know, in the streets, Josie had a grade 2 hamstring. Josie said he wasn't really, you know, ready to play. So just to your defense as well, don't put a uniform on then.
Right.
If you can't play, don't dress. What are you going to be, a decoy? Man, if you can't play, don't dress. Because then I'm going to want to use you. And it's going to be speculation that you ain't want to play. Like how we talking in the streets now. So, Josie.
Right.
For further experience and being in the street when you're an athlete, if you can't go at all, man, just put on some regular clothes and sit on the sideline. You know, don't be in uniform and running in and jogging and thinking that you can play because, you know, I'm like you, Ro. I'm thinking Josie can perform. I'm thinking J.A. can perform. And
you gotta,
I'm just very upset.
There,
yeah, Timmy, he had 16 saves. But we needed 18, Timmy. So what? Yeah, 16. We needed 18. What happened, man? He didn't have no help. He couldn't. I mean, you could just do so much, huh, Ro? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, he did everything that he could do, my dude, and it wasn't enough. And I'm going to say this. That big old African that they say is Belgium, man, look, Romelu Lukaku. Oh, boy, if it wasn't for you, I'm telling you, man, we would have beat Belgium. But the sub that came in the 75th minute, hey, man, he put it on us, dog. Not only did he come in right off the bat, knock one of our guys out and get an assist on the goal that helped Belgium start it off, but he was the one that scored the goal number 2, which gave him the you know, the insurance for them to go ahead and beat us. But he was the key, man. And, yeah, I just, you know, big ups to Belgium. You made it. I don't even think we would have had an opportunity to beat Argentina anyway. Argentina got one of the best players in the world in Lionel Messi. And we're going to see what happens tomorrow. You got Argentina versus Belgium and also the Netherlands against Costa Rica. So anything can happen, man. You know, you win, you move on. You lose, you go home. So for those teams that lose, I hope you got the tackle box ready because it's gonna be over real soon. Real, real soon. And for those that keep winning, you keep moving on. Good luck to you.
It's over. Time to say goodbye. It's over. Over. Yeah, it's over with. You might as well get ready, man. You know what I mean? You might as well get ready. But we about to go to a commercial break. Man, when we come back, we're going to holler a little bit more about this Wimbledon. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get into the asylum, man. It's Jewels the G, T-Row, your boy L Boogie, 4th of July edition of the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. And like we always say, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro, super producer of the show, as usual. My man's in them, T-Ro.
Turning. Oh, what a day. What a day. What a day. The man that knows something. seem colder in your summertime and hotter in your fall. And we were made in his image, then call us by our name. Most intellectual not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, no, 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 no. My body is rocking like a rolling stone. No, 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 no. Oh, I do the vote.
Gonna go on and on. You know, that's what Erykah Badu said, man. It's gonna go on and on and on and on, regardless. Because we the streets, man. It don't matter. You know what I mean? But yeah, before we get to the asylum, man, we had Raphael the dog get knocked up by the 19-year-old Australian. Oh! What's his name, Ro?
Man. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. I'm gonna get his name for you. Hold on. I got his name right here. It's so hard to... His name was Nick Gregillos. Gregillos.
Gregillos, that's what it was. Gregillos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
knocked
mate.
Off the dog, man. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it was ugly, so... Man, Roger on that grass. You get him on some clay, he's dominant, but on some grass, you might have a chance, and you know, that's what happened. You know? No Americans and the women's you had in the semifinals for the first time, I think, in 20 years, all Czechoslovakia. I mean, all Czechs, man. Czech Republic.
Yeah, and
you know,
first,
what's up with the Americans in tennis and our untraditional sports? We have to get back into that. We have none of those untraditional sports booming. We got to get more athletes into soccer. We got to get more athletes into tennis. We got to get more, American athletes into these sports. So.
Yeah. It's going down. That's what we got to do. Yeah, and, in other news, man, you know, we had every 4th of July, man, we had the Nathan's hot dog eating competition. And you know who won. Good old Joey Chestnut won for the 8th year in a row. I don't know how you can eat 75 hot dogs in one sitting. You know what
75
I mean?
Hot dogs, man. And how many minutes? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? Oh,
man,
my goodness.
Well, he ate 61, but I'm just saying, that's a lot of hot dogs, man. The record is 69 in the time limit, so he ate 61, man, and that's a lot of dogs. That's a lot of weenies to be feeding your mouth.
Imagine how your insides feel.
Oh,
when you
got
to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
I can imagine the bathroom, man, is probably smelling like, man, it's smelling like Cheerios, liver, and hubcaps.
Like
you're talking about for bees the bathroom. 61 hot dogs? Man. I know after I eat 3 at one time, it's over with. I'm rushing to the restroom. And we're talking about 61? Man. You're talking about a... You know damn well his booty hole ain't never going to get tight. He has no pressure. 61 hot dogs. Big ups, man. To the Jaws, man. Big ups, man. Yo, we've been winning through an hour of the show. We've been talking about a little bit of the Wimbledon. We've talked about Hope Solo, how she's jumped on her sister and her nephew. We've talked about this free agency. Guys have agreed to deals. They cannot sign until July 10th. World, when will LeBron James make his decision? Will it be after the holiday? Will it be after the signing day, which is July 10th? That's the street question of the night. When do you think LeBron James will make his decision? Do you think it's going back to the Heat? The streets want to know, man. Let's get into the asylum. Well, we got anybody hot coming into the asylum tonight?
Oh, man, you know what it is. You know how we keep it, man. We keep it hot in the asylum even on the 4th of July. And what other way than to get it started, man, than to have one of the big brothers of all time join us on this 4th of July. So let's take it out, man, to the big brother Almighty, man, to see what Almighty got to talk about on this 4th of July Friday. Hey, yo, big brother Almighty, man, happy 4th to you, man. I hope you enjoy all the fireworks shows and barbecues and everything else like that. What's going on with you this evening?
What's up, T.O.? What's going on with y'all, boy?
Oh, man, we got Rolando McClain.
Hey, breaking news out of Dallas. Jerry Jones is trading for a new nose, man.
He can get somebody to take that for us.
He traded for a new nose on his face, man. That's
wow.
I think we're moving in the right direction because we actually got somebody who knows how to tackle.
Man, who knows how to tackle in the NFL now? You only work pads once a week. You only allowed to work pads once a week. So who knows how to tackle once? Who knows how to tackle in the NFL? And this is another thing I'm mad at. These guys getting hurt without pads on. That means you're coming in not in condition or something, man. I don't want to hear that garbage. He was just running around. They going full speed in practice, and he tore his ACL with no pads, with no one hitting you, and you tore your ACL. Man, it don't even sound right. It's not. These supposed to be the best athletes ever. They totally better than the old athletes and all this. I never heard this with the old athletes, and they say every day. Every day. So you help me out with that.
Let me ask you this, big brother. You had a lot of signings and things like that through the grapevine, jumping out the tree with the Cleveland Cavaliers, offering Gordon Hayward from the Utah Jazz the max at $15 million a year. Do you think that's a smart move for them to be discussing that?
Man, we sound thirsty, man. We sound thirsty. That's just like when we sound Jared Jack. We sound thirsty, man. And why are we trying to off Jared Jack? So when we're off, what's the name next year? Hey, man, when you don't do good? You know, we just sound thirsty for anybody as a free agent, man. We just don't. Is he on? You got to look at, can he jail with the Cavaliers? Can he help him? Man, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm just saying for real. I don't know. You know, it just seems like we taking the worst pick.
Why not the Cavs having gone after Lance Stephenson after the 5-year $44 million?
Man, we are Lance Stephenson in Cleveland, him and Tyree will be fighting every week, man. Every game, maybe. Hands to hand. He ain't about to back down for nobody. You know what I'm saying? So he wasn't fitting them flats. He'd be in jail in the flats last year.
Straight. What do you think about the Cavs? What do you think about the Browns this coming week? They're gonna make a decision and have the hearing on your boy Josh Gunja Gordon. Just speculation,
hey.
How many games you think he will be suspended? Will it be the whole year? Or
man,
will it just be about, you know, 8 games?
The reason they can't figure it out because he never failed a test, man. He just didn't show up. So they trying to figure out what can we give him for not showing up? That's what the league having a problem with, man. They don't know how to suspend him. That's why he ain't been suspended. The girl, or black girl, or racist girl, do not. He wouldn't even waste no time. He wouldn't even waste this much time, man. Putting a hammer on him, man. But he don't know how to give it to him yet. He don't know how to crack his great whip that he made $40 million off of last year.
Wow. It's going to be very interesting. Let me ask you this. LeBron James, I know you don't like discussing this, but really, you know, it's a street question of the night. Where do you think LeBron James is going to when do you think LeBron James is going to make his decision?
Find out when he having his next party. He might just have a party and just say, hey, I'm going here, y'all. He don't care, man. He don't care, for real. He really don't care, man. He can do what he want. He got his little rings. He don't care. He just likes the ice.
Now it doesn't matter. That's why he's going for the max. He just wants to, let's say, pad his stats. He doesn't care about the rings anymore. He has two. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, he don't care about the reins no more, man. Come on, he did what they said he wasn't going to do. He got some reins, man. So now he with the elite. He got reins. You know what I'm saying? You got the world's great. You got some of the greatest ever. He got reins, man. He got them. So, you know, you can't knock him now. So he said at the end of the night, everything's about business. You heard him say that, right? You heard him say that. At the end of the night, everything's about business with him. It's all about the money, like you said. Sing a song. I know you smell the money. You know what I mean? So, hey, think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. He just trying to take too much time.
I agree
right
with you. Go ahead.
He just wants too much live life for me. Man, just do what you do. Let the world know where you're going, man. Don't be trying to put yourself on the biggest stage again.
Yeah, man, he needs that. He needs controversy. If he go to another team, he changes his number again. So I ain't heard nobody say he filed to change his number again. So who knows, man? You know what I'm saying? I guess he ain't made enough money off the number 6 jersey. He made a lot off that number 23 jersey. So we'll see if he changed the number. You know what I mean?
Steph went for 49 in the Bay Area, you know, Summer League Classic. He was giving them boys the business. What does Summer League mean? He just had fun?
Yeah, ain't no doubt. That's just fun, man. I mean, all right, man, who's supposed to be the best out here? Let's go at it, man. Let's just go at it. You boys know what the Summer League mean. Hell no. He missed the leg because of the Summer League. Come on, man.
Straight.
He missing a whole leg because of the Summer League. He should have went up there. Before he went to the Summer League, he should have got drunk or whatever he's going to do and walk in there and say, hey, man, I can't do nothing.
I'm good. I got my hush puppies on today. I can't do nothing.
Yeah,
anything,
man.
I got my Scooby-Doo.
I got my football piece on. I ain't bring nothing.
Got my Scooby-Doo. Let me ask you this, Al. 4th of July, and it's summertime. What's your best dish on 4th of July? What's your best cookout food?
Oh, them baked beans, man. Them great baked beans. Them great baked beans, man. You know what it is. Them great baked
beans. The baked beans. Got the best 4th of July dish. Okay. That's one of the meals. Baked beans. Oh, that's cold, man. You got to have a good baked beans.
Great baked beans. Hey, man, I heard y'all talking about the little dude eating the hot dogs, man. He wanted a little hot dog eating contest. He might have a little sugar in his tank. Don't nobody want that much meat in their mouth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, that was a good one, Big Brother Almighty. Oh, man. It don't get no better than that, man. Oh, my goodness. Don't get no better than that. We got to hook up this weekend. And don't forget, Big Brother Almighty. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Well, love, y'all. Hey, hell. Tell a nigga under over 40 to stay out the summer league, man. Good try to remember
my
dad's
moment. I'm going to sit back and sip out my little sippy cup, man, and just watch from here on out, man.
I'm just saying, man. I heard they got you a mobile wheelchair, man, the one with the little motor on it. I heard you was storming the house the other day.
235 on the street.
You silly. I need it. I'm going to need it next week, man. If I got to get surgery, I'm going to need it, man. I love you, man. Thanks for calling the show on the 4th of July. We love you.
You know, I want love, y'all.
What love? Nigga say you got the motorized scooter. Roll it like a...
He got me on that one.
Just ask what up. Yo, you need a ride? I got you. Free of charge. Just rub my leg.
I'm on the motorized scooter.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. Hey, El Boogie, I mentioned earlier, man, that I told you there's another Yasiel Puig coming. And this guy's already been defected, El Boogie. And be looking out for this name. He's an outfielder, a major slugger. He's about 6'1", 230, only 23 years old. And his name is Yasemene Tomas. Be looking out for Yasemene Tomas. He's the next Cuban defect. They already done smuggled him. He on one of them boats. Ain't no telling. He already might be in Mexico right now trying to get his paperwork together. So be looking out for this guy, man. They say when Yasiel Puig hit the ball, you hear something. They say when he hit the ball, you hear twice as much. Woo! I can't wait to see what he all about. If he anything like Yasiel, he need to come to the Rangers. Come on, Nolan Ryan. Get it. Oh, Nolan Ryan don't even work for us no more. He back in Houston. Damn it. I can't even ask Nolan to get it.
You know where he's going. We need him. He's coming to the Yankees or he's going to one of those teams out that lives close to the border. Hopefully, you can get another separatist over there in Oakland, man. We need that fire in the league.
Yeah, you definitely need that. You definitely need that. But I can't wait. How do they keep defecting guys over here without them getting caught? How can you be defected all in the news, you know, and people know that being brought over from a place you're not supposed to be brought over from, and you still make it to the league? How is that possible, El Boogie?
That's what I want to I don't understand myself. I guess once you make it, you can look over to the other side and say, nah, 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 nah. You didn't catch me. So once they get over here, it's they're basically in. They get the yellow cards and excuse me, the green papers and all that kind of stuff, and they're in. So where's the Coast Guards? It's like the drugs. I guess you catch, you know, these guys who is probably about 50, 60 of them trying to come in a day, but then one or two of them just gets in. I mean, it's like the drug trade. You can't stop them all. So it's ugly. It's ugly. But, man, do we got anybody else in the queue, man, trying to chime in, or what we got jumping off?
Man, let's go to a quick commercial, man. When we come back, we'll try to jump back into the asylum to see what's going down. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt. Let's do it. 4th of July edition of The Streets is Talking. You hear the fireworks, man. We in the hood. Phoenix, Arizona. Cleveland, Ohio, man. Los Angeles, California. 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Every Monday and Friday, it don't stop. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's the streets. Let's go.
Resemble Sade, imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di.
We
niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low, brain real low. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God get rolled. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be, talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, not they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
Party. Man, I'm trying to party, man. It's 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? The streets is talking, you know what I mean? With the truth of hip-hop, 4th of July edition. I'm chilling, man. I got Mimi down here from Charlotte, North Carolina. My daughter that came down from Connecticut. Got, you know, the green-eyed bandit. Man, we in the building. Cookie Meek, she got people hostage. She dragging, you know what I mean? Can't get out the city, man. She won't let nobody out the building. She want to, you know, talk a valley, man. She runs in the street. She talking about we talk. Cookie boy, cookie, talking your ear till it get the bling.
Giving you that good.
We talk about, you know, the word dragging with a capital D. She'll drag with you. I tell you. But, yeah, man, we got a lot going down in the street. The World Cup, you know, we have, you know, two games today. Germany, you know, winning 1-0 against France. What a, you know, great rivalry that was. And, you know, Colombia coming up short against Brazil, you know, 2-1. So it's been interesting. It was great. The Colombia-Brazil game was all what we thought it was going to be. A lot of hype, a lot of goals on, you know, shots on goal. And the crowd going crazy. Yeah, Neymar is hurt, though. He got hurt during the game. So we don't know if Brazil is going to be able to, you know, continue on their run, the great Neymar.
They took him out.
Yeah, they took him out, man. It was, I told you, them cartels. If we can't win it, then you can't. A lot of guys signed. Your boy Dan Collison, he signed with Sacramento. Your boy Spencer Hyde signed with the Clippers. Chris Kamen, you know what I mean? He signed. So, yeah.
People stay at
home. It's
going
to be really interesting this year, what's going on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Joel Boogie.
Neymar look like the, you know, the sniper guy. It don't look like he's is going to be good for that kid coming next game.
Right. Joel Boogie, let's jump back into the asylum, man, before, you know, our time runs slim, man, because, you know, we've been waiting on this guy to chime in with us. Been enjoying a great 4th of July, you know what I mean? So let's bring in our other big brother, man, from the town. Yo, big brother D-Mac, man, welcome to the streets, man, on this 4th of July. Appreciate you checking in with us, man. What's going on with D-Mac in the streets, man?
What's up with it, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, oh,
man, just, you know, moving and grooving like you, baby, in the streets. The show must go on, man. July 4th edition, man. What you got for us, man? Talk to us. I know you've been listening,
man,
to the show. What you got for us?
Happy 4th of July to y'all, man. I'm chilling with my kids, man. I'm chilling with my girl, man. I'm chilling with her mom, man. Oh, man, we turned it up, man. We just got finished watching the fireworks downtown. Man, we just chilling, man. I'm in the back of the car. L Boogie, we just got off of, what street we just came off of, baby? The highway. Oh, yeah. My girl said, what's up, man? T said, what's up, y'all? Know what I'm saying?
Streets, happy 4th of July, baby.
Hey, mom, say what's up, mom. We chilling, man. We on a radio station right now. She said, what's up? Say something. Say what's up? Hey, B, say what's up?
What's up with the deal, though?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm in these streets, man. I'm in Cleveland, man. I'm turning up, man. I'm with the family, man. We doing our thing, man. What's up, man? Tell me what's up. Hey, look. And let me tell y'all what I did, though, y'all. I got on the phone. I got online. I put my girl's headphone sets in because we was in her car with the family. So she put the phone in the trunk. So, you know, I've been sipping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We talking to the kids and stuff. And I'm like, man, I need my phone, man. And the show is on. So we ran back, and she popped the trunk and grabbed the phone with the headphones and everything, and y'all still was talking, man. And I've been on ever since, man. But that just lets y'all know, man. Hey, everybody, sometimes D-Mac be in lockup, D-Mac be here and there, but look, the show is already on from the beginning. But I was watching these fireworks, my girls locked it up, she put the phone out, the headphones still was in there, and I was still rolling to the street, baby. That's what I do, man. So tell me what we talking about tonight, y'all. Where we at on this 4th of July?
Oh, man, first of all, I just want to say we appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, tuning in wherever you at. If you up in Alaska, you know what I'm saying, we know you tuning in. But we've been hollering about this, you know what I'm saying, NBA free agency, guys signing, Gortat signing back with the Washington Wizards. My man Kyle Lowry, you know what I mean, he signed back with the Toronto Raptors. Darren Collison, he signed a 2-year deal with the Sacramento Kings. Spencer Hawes, who I thought was going to be offered a lot of money from the Cavaliers, he signed with the LA Clippers. And Chris came out after he signed with the Portland Trailblazers. So I'm not going to say sign, but they've been having, you know, verbal agreements. So, you know, everybody can sign on July 10th. So I'm just, you know, wondering what's going on. The Lakers, they flew down here to Cleveland, Ohio to talk to Rich Paul, which is LeBron James' agent, to pitch something at him. And Kobe Bryant has flown back early from his vacation to sit in on the discussions with Carmelo Anthony. So it's very interesting about what's going on. And Roger Goodell, he's been knocked out of the Wimbledon, Wimbledon championships. And Lance Stephenson, he rejected the five-year, $44 million from the Pacers. So it's a lot of jockeying going on, and people are just waiting. And I just, two questions, the two street questions of the night. Number one is, when do you think LeBron James is going to make his decision? You know, what timetable, July 10th, which is the signing date, the 15th, next week? Or also, now, what's your favorite July 4th cookout food, man? You know, Big Almighty, he said the baked beans. What's your favorite July 4th dish when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, at that barbecue?
All right, man. I mean, I heard what y'all saying. Y'all hit the topics and everything, man. That's fine, but just like I told y'all last week, man, once again, I don't care about LeBron James. I don't even know why y'all asking D-Mac about LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't care what he does or what he do. You know what I'm saying? I would tell
everybody.
Let me ask you
this. Let me cut you off. What do you think about the Kyrie Irving five-year, $90 million? Are you happy about that? What sign is that giving you to the Cavs?
That's what I was about to hit on. You ain't let me talk, Boogie. This is what I'm saying. LeBron James is not coming back here. They just signed Kyrie Irving to this big deal. You know what I'm saying? And when they signed Kyrie Irving to this big deal, there's no money left for no LeBron James or no Carmelo Anthony coming. They right now is about to build a team around Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying? So everybody else is going to be role players, and we're probably going to get the 8th seed or the 7th seed, or let's you know, play on the 6th seed. But they're not about to get no LeBron James. He's not coming back to Cleveland. And they showed you guys that when they hired the coach and they hired, when they gave Kyrie that big contract.
I feel you. He shouldn't come to Cleveland anyway. He should go back to Miami. Everybody keeps talking about he going to
I ain't gonna say to Miami. You know what, T? Hold on. But my girl, she love LeBron James. Baby.
Yes.
Where you think LeBron James need to go? To Miami or back to Cleveland? Where you want him to go?
He's not
going to
come here. He's not
going to
welcome here.
Okay, my baby said LeBron James ain't coming here. He ain't welcome here. You know what I'm saying? That's some T-Money. Hell Boogie, that's some T-Money. T-Money said LeBron James ain't coming here, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mom, you think LeBron James coming here? Oh, Mom, Duke said LeBron James ain't coming here. Let me ask the kids, man. Hey, say Sean, B, is LeBron James coming back to Cleveland?
No.
No, say it again.
No.
Say it again, B.
Mm-hmm.
They said no. Hey, dog. Hey, right now, what street we on right now? We on Cedar. Hey, buddy, I'm in your neighborhood, baby. I'm riding down Cedar, dog. Come from downtown, dog. My family say LeBron James ain't coming back to Cleveland, man. That's where we at, T.
You rolling down on Cedar, so I know once you get through Cedar, you get to community college. And I know you're seeing the PJs right there, man. Be careful. Fireworks might not be fireworks.
Hey, I see the fireworks, El Boogie. You know what I'm saying? What I'm coming to
I know you see the fireworks, but you know you're in the streets. Fireworks may not be fireworks.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, T-Roy,
Hey, man, I'm coming down 6-0 right now. I'm going to dump behind the 6 real quick and grab the kids, man, because we got fireworks, man, and we might have gun shots, man. We in the hood right now. Hey, see, hey, man, it's all bad, man. I got to get back to the suburbs, man. I got to get back to Newburgh Heights, man. Hey, LB, I'm Quincy, dog. I'm coming down that community college, man. We got to get up out of here. LB, hey, team, man, I love y'all, man. I'm about to let y'all go, man. D-Mac, man, I love y'all. Happy 4th of July. LeBron James ain't coming to Cleveland. Carmelo going to the L.A. Lakers, man. I love y'all, man.
That's what,
man,
it is.
Man, I don't know what's in that cup, but you have a great night. Because I want to sip what you're sipping. Oh, my.
Hey, Elbergie. And T.
I'm listening.
No, they listening. Hey, look. I got to tell you what my mom said, man. Hey, what was it you made, Mom? Hey, man, I ate a punch bowl cake. Y'all got to try the L Boogie. Hey, I'm going to put something aside for you so when I link up with you tomorrow, man, I can give you this, man. My mom made a punch bowl cake. Hey, I'm going to let her tell everybody in the world what it is, Mom. We nationwide. Tell them what it is.
I can't give you my secret, but it's a delicious punch bowl cake.
You hear that, Air Boogie?
The streets heard it, man. And I'm going to let them know on Monday how the punch bowl tasted, baby.
Hey, hold up. My girl on the face, I see. Tell them you love them. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Hopefully I'll see you this time.
You hear that, Boogie?
You're definitely going to see me. You know, I'm urgent, but I'm still boogieing. They don't call me Boogie for nothing.
Hey, man, we on 55th, man. I'm on the, hey, look, we on 55th, man. I'm on the leave the seats, man. I got to go, man. I'll holler at y'all, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it back to the fans, man. I come from downtown. I'm on 55th, L. Boogie. Going on running, man. I'm holler back, dog. I love y'all the fuck. The chef, you my man, dog. Holler back.
That's much love right there.
Love you, man. Man, what a car tonight. D-Mac just, man, he...
Man,
he let you know how to have fun on the holiday, man. He rode his bike earlier. You know, I saw him on Twitter and Instagram. He riding his street bike. He doing his thing, ate some barbecue, and saw the fireworks and listened to the streets is talking. Oh, what a Friday.
What a Friday, boy. Yeah, Boogie, that's how we get down. You know what it is. We're going to take a quick commercial. When we come back, we'll throw down with the Freestyle Friday, man. Get some shouts out, and we'll be hitting the road. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie? It's the streets, man. Y'all hang on. We'll be right back.
That best smoke, roll up, let's smoke. We down south on that west dope. Got an OZ of that OG, and ain't shit for sale. I'ma smoke it like I'm smoking. Ain't got shit to do, might as well. Yeah, sail down sunset. I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a vet. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Send us back to that cheddar. My team gon' eat forever. Them hog niggas so clever. Trendsetters stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber. At home known as a heavy clubber. Toby, I can cut her, but don't ever, ever love her. Watch this mother from the crisp smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards. Smoking hot, 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 smoking hot
chrome. Killer Cali gon' get blown. A couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab. That candy blue, that tan rag. Get fall back, that trunk up. We come down, we
come up.
We banging screw in that switcher house. That Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lot. Stay doing shit that your nigga not. I ride blades in 84s. But catch me up in them super pokes. Or maybe up in them 100 strokes. We move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it. Real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get chicks, really hit these licks. And I really came through and hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white. Put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype. So we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV. But I fuck them hoes, that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3. Can't be weak, we them hoes. Hit the boss and the young outlaw. Flyest motherfucker that you ever had, sir. Style so rad, cause I'm that rock.
Oh, that's what they doing downtown. It's Friday. Let me tell you something, Ross. They throwing up. You know why? They just ate. They watched the fireworks. And they ain't got to work tomorrow. They even got intoxicated all day. It was lightweight of St. Patrick's Day in the summertime.
Right.
You feel what? You, does that make sense?
Man, it made a whole bunch of sense to me.
Man, so I just really don't understand, you know, and people, like I said, look at their faces. I wish I could be down at the county jail to see people's faces when they wake up the next morning and say, I'm going to take this for the sports officials. I'm sorry. Did I do that? Oh, man. Yeah, you did it. Yeah, you got too drunk on a Friday night, and, you know, they're going to get you.
They're going to get you.
So, you know what I mean? You got to be more careful.
Got to be more careful, baby.
Only in the streets, man. So, yeah, it's that part of the show, man. You ready, Ro?
Oh, man, break it off, man. Break us down, man. It's Freestyle Friday. Do it 4th of July style. Ooh-wee.
Woo-wee. I can't wait till next weekend. Giving the show, man, ain't nobody got to get no ends. It's all for the kids, man, and we breaking it down. You better come to Thurgood, better known as C-Town. This is where you get your hoop game and your predicated, what I should say, your player card. I just retired just like I'm Brett Favre. I can go around my hood, man, where they sell the water. I'm like Walter Payton, man. I'm Boo Meeks. I'm very important. I got Zeke on my left, T-Row on my right. It's going down, and you know what we do all night. Man, my daughter that came into town, brung her friend Mimi. She done got hit to the show with T-Row and L Boogie. She gonna go back to Dayton and maybe to Charlotte. Holler about us on the predicate, man. How we are. Let me start over, Ro. I had too much Rossi. I'm kicking it in the streets. I'm doing it 17 times, man. My name you can't delete. Man, I'm doing this and I ain't even on the 43, but I'm like Scottie Pippen when he wore 33. My arms as long as so is my brain. I come through the spot back in the day I was L-Train. Oh, man, I'm crooked now because that's how I walk. But if you sit down with me, man, you can't talk the talk. I got the intellect so slick, man, you're going to get out the chair. And let's see if you are scared for success. I double dare. Some guys just sit back and wait. But see, a dude like me, I go for the bait. I can't really wait. I'ma win every time, I'ma win the debate. I ain't no mistake on the lake. You soggy like a cornflake. Oh man, I shake and bake. Your heart I will take. Let me get off that line, man, of that ache. Now I'm back, bro. Everybody gonna get back to the stro. And when I say the stro, that mean on the stro pimp. What I'ma do, I ain't got no legs. I can't even limp. I'ma be walking around with a motherfucking wheelchair. But I don't give a fuck, man. I'ma just be on the lair. When I pull up to the spot, it's gonna be in an airplane.
like I always do. Boogie gonna stay in his lane. Hey, yo, I'm coming from the streets. I got all my peeps. I don't even know what I said. I'm drinking too much of this Rossi. I'm out, man. We in the streets, man. I'm with my peeps, man.
That's what's up, man. You had to repeat, start over. I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It just, you know, since we had a little time, you know what I'm saying, I could do that. Plus, I'm the host, man. We can do whatever we want to do. We control it. You know what I mean? That's why people listen to the streets. You ain't got a whole bag. You can say what you want, and you can give it to us from a street perspective. You know? So, I can't wait. College football about to start up. The top 25 lightweight that came out. And I'm upset. My Florida State Seminoles ain't number one after we done won it, man.
Y'all got problems. We'll see if Winston gonna be able to start the season off.
They got some polls that got Ohio State, some polls that got Alabama, and some polls, you know what I'm saying, they got Florida. Three different polls is three different number ones, man. You know, so we're gonna see if it's Miller time. I got a Buckeye fan over here. You know what I mean? He's rolling with Ohio State, so we'll see.
We'll see. We'll definitely see. Hey, L Boogie, hold on, man, real quick. I'm gonna make a call before we get out of here, man. Let's see if we can make contact with one of our brothers. Hold on real quick. Let me see if I can call this guy and get it in.
On the 4th of July edition.
You know what I mean?
Robot to
Let's
make
see
a
if
call.
It works out. Yeah, this big brother Whack. Let's see if we can get Whack on the line. He down in Michigan, you know what I mean? See if he out of the line.
Hello?
Yo, big brother,
on
the
street,
baby.
Huh?
This your boy G
on the streets. What the deal? This your boy L Boogie and TV. What the deal, Whack?
Who there?
This is T-Row and L.
Who the hell is this?
This is Trace. This is
T-Row
and L
Boogie,
man.
He said, who the hell is that?
Hey, this is Trent and L. What's up?
Oh, what up, you two Stockton Hush-looking motherfuckers?
Yeah, with the streets.
You
on the air. We finally got you on the streets. What the deal, man? How's it going down there in Detroit, man?
Oh, that's what the streets is talking and shit.
Yeah, the streets is talking and shit.
Hey, these streets out here is hanging like a hummingbird on a Sunday morning in these streets, kid. I'm on the way out here past the airport. I'm like halfway to Toledo, Ohio. I'm like, this is where these people move out to. They're not even in the city no more. They're on these nice houses that are out in the woods. But it's tight. I'm chilling. All the work's going on. I've been drinking because I finally met my son, my homeboy, and went down his basement and hit the liquor cabinet. Back up feeling good. Then know I have to drive back to the G-Bro. It's all good, though. That's what vacation's all about, right?
That's what vacation is all about, baby. You know what?
Hey,
you know.
Way. I apologize.
Hey,
it's
all good.
And we know what's in your cup. I am so sorry. It's the streets, man. We're cold as
hell. Hey, I know. I forgot I was on the air and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I hope y'all don't beat me, but you know, I got a lot on my mind, so excuse me for my friends.
Man, I love you, man.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Man, listen to this. Your Tigers, they doing all right, man. They doing decent.
Oh, yeah.
Man, so.
Yeah, they, man, yeah, we turning around. As long as we don't play Kansas City, we tight. You know what I'm saying? We always have problems with these cats. But we doing good. Verlander still need me to be a pitching coach, but I think we'll be straight because he done lost his mojo. I think everybody got used to his pitching style, and everybody just hitting him off the park. You know what I'm saying? Usually you don't do that with Verlander like a year or two ago. You know, his pitches were patting. But now everybody got used to his stuff, and I think his homegirl who he's dating is starting throwing his mojo off, kind of like Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? You know, when they hook up with these chicks and stuff, they throw their mind off the game itself. And then, you know, they lose their focus. But, you know, hopefully he'll come around. It's halfway through the season. And I guess that's why we have 162 games in a year. You got plenty of time to go and get your shit together. Oops, I cussed again. My bad, but anyway, the streets are talking, right? That's why you call it the streets are talking, right? So, the street is talking. And I'm just keeping the street.
And it's Friday.
So that's what I do. It's Friday. It's the holidays. It's Friday. It's 4th of July. And I just enjoyed my aunt's 90th birthday. You know, family was there. So I got a lot on my mind. You know, I kept the bottle up like a pipe bomb. I'm ready to just light that wick and just bring it explode. You know what I'm saying? So good thing y'all called because they're on Blue Bloom. It's time for me to explode on his airwaves. You know what I'm saying?
No question, man.
I know. I think it's the Henny. It's the Henny talking. Sunday. I come back Sunday. I'll be back on the Pacific time zone on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? So I had to get jet lagged again. But it's all good though, man. I love y'all, man. I love what y'all doing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, hey, just trying to just keeping it out here, stay warm and a little chilly tonight. No humidity though, which is good. You know. But I still got my Tigers coming out of the Central. You know, we got to wrap. We got a few minor adjustments to do. Our head is good. We got Victor Martinez back, as y'all can see. If y'all already know, he's back and he hit a couple home runs. Hey, I went to the Tigers game when they played Oakland 2 days ago. It was good. Who was pitching that night? Well, anyway, he pitched a shutout, which was cool. You know, they did their thing.
That's what it is. Well, Big Brother Wack, man, you know we had to touch bases with you while you was out there in the deep, man, out in the streets, man.
Right.
Hey, man.
Oh, you know.
Time out there, man, and we'll holler at you sometime next week, you know.
Hey, y'all, too, though. And I'll be in your area when I get back. I'm planning on coming in July. Hey, you better be there. Hey, you know, you better beat me on this because I got to do this for a point to sneak in here.
No.
You
know, I'll be right there with you, big dog.
You don't
know
that.
Michigan, man. He resides
in
Arizona right now, man. We get to him before
yeah.
We go to Vegas. So we
must
get with our guy, man.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's most
deaf
right there.
No doubt.
Without
no
a
doubt.
Doubt.
So we love you, man. And you know,
I love y'all
you
too.
Know what I'm tell a friend.
Right.
Tell a friend. To tell a whole
yep.
Bunch of girlfriends.
Exactly. And they friends, and they girlfriends, and they girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? We can keep it all together like a pot of gumbo out in these parts. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm in the
fruits also, so it's all good. Keep it all together.
Yeah, buddy. We'll holler at you next week, Wack.
Monday, 9 p.m. sharp. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, 347-855-8896. If you want to hear yourself, blogtalkradio.com. Man, the search box, The Streets is Talking. Every Monday and Friday, live, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For T-Roll, G-L, the G, I'm L Boogie, man. Through the streets. And like we always say, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Let's go.
No, Park Texas fed up.
Get the fuck up in, formulate a caper, cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad seat, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot, and I'm digging the pot, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. The time I count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas time to clock it, I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us rubber.